Maritime. The Principal Secretary for State Department for Maritime Affairs and Shipping, Jeffrey Kaituko, has extolled the Mount Kenya University, MKU, for launching an institution to offer maritime courses in Malindi. MKU Malindi Maritime Academy is the latest institution to offer marine-related studies. It started by providing the mandatory basic standard of training certification and watchkeeping, STCW, with prompt plans to provide advanced STCW. Speaking during the official launch and certificate accreditation, PS Kaituko said the government was keen to ensure that Kenya has its homegrown experts to work and navigate the global ocean waters in numbers. "I wish to extend my sincere gratitude to the management of MKU for having made it possible to meet the stringent approvals which are in place by the government through the Kenya Maritime Authority, KMA, while seeking to have maritime training here," the PS said. He revealed that MKU Board Chairman Professor Simon Gacharu and Dr. Christopher Matembe, Director of Center for Professional Development at MKU, had earlier in the year paid him a courtesy to inform him of plans to start the Maritime College. He noted that nations which have invested in the blue economy and maritime coastal nationals have affluent cities found along the coastline. He said STCW courses fees used to be shush 35,000, but they have now been reduced to shush 15,000 through a directive from the head of state. "The government listened to voices on the ground and acted with speed to have the fees reduced," he said, adding that there was a need for people seeking to do STCW to take advantage of the fee reduction and enroll. MKU Vice Chancellor Professor Deogratius Jaganyi said that they have embraced technology to train Kenya's brand of seafarers who shall be able to take up roles in an equally changing modern maritime space. He said that at the MKU Malindi Maritime Academy, students would undergo practical training because the university has proactively aligned its maritime courses to address the new trends in the global maritime sector. "Our curricula have been developed in consultations with industry experts and stakeholders to ensure that they reflect the latest developments in maritime technology, global trade and regulatory environment," said Professor Jaganyi. He added that for the advanced training, MKU has incorporated a mandatory one-year sea time and industry attachments during the training program. Shipping and Maritime Principal Secretary Jeffrey Kaituko and Kenya's Special Envoy and Advisor on Maritime and Blue Economy AMB Nancy Karagithu follow proceedings in one of the classrooms at the Mount Kenya University Maritime Academy in Malindi. "The real-world experience would expose students to the day-to-day operations of seafaring, from working with advanced automation systems to handling logistics at sea. The academy has also incorporated interactive and cutting-edge technology to ensure that students are well-prepared for the digital transformation of the maritime industry. We leverage on a combination of simulations, automation tools and practical sea time experience to provide a holistic education that meets the demands of modern automated naval operations," said Professor Jaganyi. Already installed at the academy is the state-of-the-art Finland-based Warstealer simulators, which will facilitate comprehensive hands-on training for maritime students, ensuring compliance with both the International Maritime Organization, IMO, and STCW. The new simulators are equipped to deliver practical training in key areas such as rules of the road, ROR, radar automatic radar plotting ADIS, ARAPA, and electronic chart display and information systems, ECDIS. The systems are critical for modern marine voyage planning and monitoring and provide students with essential skills for safe and efficient navigation in the current maritime space. Kilifi County leaders led by Malindi MP, Amina Nyantsi, and County Women Representative, Gertrude Mbeyu, expressed satisfaction with the decision by MKU to set up the Maritime College in the area and vowed to support it. "Our budding seafarers who sought recruitment to go work on board cruise ships were in the past forced to go all the way to Mombasa to study the STCW course at the Bandari Maritime Academy. But now, since we have this modern college in Malindi, it shall be easy for all those undertaking the course and many others to be introduced to do it here," Mniazi said. On her part, Mbeyu pledged to ensure that elected leaders in the county support by offering sponsorship to needy students who might be pursuing maritime courses at the new college. "We are completely excited at the prospects of having this very modern college in Malindi. We are more than ready to ensure that there is a steady flow of students coming to study here, and we shall as leaders support them to pursue these critical studies," Mbeyu said. A resident of Malindi and a seafarer working aboard German-owned shipping line, Second Officer Mohammed Hussein Mwini, welcomed the setting up of the Maritime Training Institution in Malindi by MKU. This is a move in the right direction. We hope to see more youths take up jobs in seafaring as world-class training is now brought to our doors here, Imwinnie said.